Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. We want to thank you very much for tuning in with us on today. Now, we do hope that you have something to write information down on that we're going to be sharing with you. We're going to be sharing phone numbers, and we're going to be sharing very important content. So please have something to write information down with, okay? So we're talking today about the importance of self-concept. For some reason, it looks like I am unable to be on the page to allow someone to call in. I'm going to go back and see the problem while you're gathering. Yeah, here I have it. Okay. So I thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to press that follow button that you may be informed of the next show that will be airing. And we want you to pass information on to family members or friends and associates to join in on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. only for 15 minutes. Let me first start by giving you the phone number to call in. That number is 563-999-3694. That is 563-999-3694. I want no information from you except for you to share your story. Don't need your name, your phone number, or where you're calling from. Just call in. All calls are anonymous. So please call in. Now, we want to give you the number for the National Domestic Hotline. Not only the number, but three ways to contact them if you want to. You may chat online at thehotline.org. That's thehotline.org. You may also text the word START to numerals 88788. That's 88788. You may also call 7233. That's 800-799-7233. Staff members are available at the domestic violence hotline, whether chat, texting, or calling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And your first call, well, all of your calls are confidential, but your first call is really anonymous. And if you want to continue to talk with them, you may, when you call back, you can just let them know, because they have a very strict policy that they go by. They're guided by the hotline's consent and ethics policy. Family members call in about family members. Friends call in about friends to the domestic violence hotline, and survivors call in, and also some abusive seeking to change themselves, they contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And if you want to share this information with anyone that you feel may need to call in to the domestic violence hotline, please do so. So let's get started here. The importance of self-concept. First, I want you to know that we must discuss self-concept before we discuss its effect after being abused or how it affects an abused person. Now, we have discussed self-concept in the past, but now we're delving into a different aspect of self-concept and how it affects the person being abused. Once again, that number to call in if you want to share your story, or if there's something on your mind that's bothering you, you may call 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. And I will repeat the number. So once again, think about self-concept before we discuss how the self-concept is affected after being abused or how it affects an abused person. So this topic may require several sessions to be informed to rise above the effects of abused trauma. And you're welcome to go back and search in the episodes that we've already given in reference to self-concept. I think it probably started, I don't know, maybe in January, I'm not too sure. Individuals, because it is knowledge about yourself. It is important for you to know how your self-concept affects you because it is knowledge about who you are. Self-concept gives an insight into self, just the person that you are. The self-concept gives an insight into your motivations, your behaviors, how you react in social situations, how you respond to different situations, different events. Internally, the self-concept feel about yourself, that's internally, and then it tells externally how one behaves. This is all about knowledge about oneself, learning about yourself. So then once self-concept grows, we want you to know an individual self-concept, your self-concept continues to grow as you learn about yourself. Isn't that something? So we're constantly learning about ourselves as we continue to grow as individuals. So then, this is an opportunity for you to really get to know yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, and just who you are. Self-concept, as we have mentioned before, has three components: self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. And we really went into a big discussion about this several months ago. To realize this is an idea about you, you have to realize that self-concept is to realize this is an idea about you. No one else, just you. That's what self-concept is, okay? So it's your strengths, your weaknesses, and who you are. The importance, as we just said, of self-concept is to realize this is an idea about you. No one else, just you. And how you have made beliefs that you hold about yourself and how others have influenced how you feel about yourself. All of this encompasses the person that you are. So there we have it. And negative beliefs are the building blocks to create your self-concept. So then, with all the research I've been doing on this subject for quite a number of years, even before I started the broadcast back 2 years ago, what you really need to realize is, with the positive and negative beliefs that are the building blocks to create your self-concept, self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. That's the bottom line. How do you feel about yourself? Your self-worth? Do you see yourself being worth a lot or a little? Think about it. Again, the number to call in is 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. 3694. There's nothing to be ashamed about to call in and share how you're feeling. If you think you may be in an abusive relationship, or you think that the person that you just met might be a manipulator, showing the red flags of being an abuser, just call in and vent. You know, once we release especially negative feelings or negative thoughts that we have about something, it makes us feel so much better. That phone number is 563-999-3694. We only have 4 minutes left. National Domestic Violence Hotline, information to contact them. You may chat online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may call into chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to the numerals 88788. That's 88788. You may also call them at 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And I think I did post that this series may need to be repeated, go, you know, on into part two, part three, because there are so many components to it. So I just ask you to think about your self-worth, feel about yourself. Do you see yourself being worth a lot or a little? What do you think about your abilities as a person? Are you strong? Do you give in easily? Do you compromise your self-worth on your abilities? Think about it. And while you're thinking, what I'd like you to realize is that we live day to day, and there are conditions, social stratas in our life that influences how we think about ourselves. Sure, family is the first line that shapes your parents and family. The first to influence your self-image, your personality, how you appear to others, your ideas about your abilities, is the family. We want you to know that the idealized self image that's created on what you have learned from your self experiences. I think we only have maybe 50 seconds left, and I'm going to give you the number once again for the domestic violence. That's 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. Also, you may chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. Text the word START. Thank you very much for listening. Click that icon to be able to follow us. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the week and have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in, and pass the word on to someone else.